Mark, big investment at the school here in terms of the range of devices that have been brought into the school. And you'd, no doubt you're looking for impact on learning as a result of this investment. What were your perceptions, or what did you think might happen? What were your aspirations or expectations for what might happen in terms of impact on learning? And in the short period of time that the pilot's been running, what do you think you are seeing in that area?
Well, I think just to take us back to the planning stage, we had a set of short-term aims and short and medium to longer-term aims for the project. The short-term aims really were just to try and integrate these devices into the classroom environment. One of the ways we saw funding this project longer-term was through the reduction of photocopying and paper. So as a short-term goal, we really had intentions to strip out as much of the photocopying that we had ownership of and digitise much of the content. Clearly, that isn't a major plus point of bringing tablets in, and if we found that in 3 years' time that that's all we had managed to do, then that, in my opinion, would be this would be a failed project. But as a short-term goal and to try and get the device being used in classrooms, we felt that was a good starting point. The longer-term goal, however, was to look at ways in which we can actually start to change the shape of learning in the classroom environment. And I think what's been interesting for me is I had expected that to take a little bit of time to embed itself, but very clearly, very early on, a number of staff across the school were confident enough to pick up and run with apps and resources that really utilise the benefits of a one-to-one device in the classroom environment. What we found was very quickly some staff, not all staff, a subset of staff, found a range of tools. Interestingly, the majority of the tools tended not to be curriculum specific, but tended to be more generic learning tools. Mm-hmm. And the types of resource I'm referring to are things like, you know, Edmodo. Staff were putting materials on wikis. Students were using wikis. Collaborative resources like Catch were quickly embedded into classroom environment. And what that changed really, I think, was a different, more collaborative learning environment within certain lessons. I saw instances of resources like Minecraft, for example, which is not necessarily known for its educational value, but being used in a classroom where the teacher was teaching the Egyptians and pyramids, and they were using Minecraft to build the pyramids. And I thought that was a fantastic example of how one-to-one learning can change, because these kinds of tools just wouldn't be available in that environment. So it's been very positive, I think. And you know, one of the big differences for me as an ICT coordinator is that in any other technology rollout to date that I've been involved in, I've had to be at the heart of it. I've had to be the person that says, you know, this is how you use email, this is how you use this tool and that tool. And this time around, it's been really fantastic that people have been coming with ideas that I've not been aware of and involved in, and I'm learning as we go as well, which has made it.
That's a theme that we've picked up in quite a few schools where it's as if the staff haven't even been trained. You know, they've taken ownership of it, and it's not something that's got that steep learning curve that maybe many teachers have faced in the past with things like NOF training and maybe Masterclass, etc., and other kinds of training. Yeah. So is that something you think you're seeing here?
On the whole, I think that's true. I mean, we still have had staff training for basic use of Android tablets, and, you know, there would be staff here that would be first to admit that, you know, that the technology doesn't come naturally to them. But we have a number of staff who absolutely have just picked up a tablet. You know, they've been using their own, they've had a tablet of their own for a couple of years, or they're confident with technology, and exactly that, they've just picked up and run with different resources, different apps, and so forth.